46 minutes now after four. Good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. As promised, I mean, we are about 2 months into the 2019 academic year. And in that short space of time, there's been several stories that have made headlines. You know, the landscape and environment of the classroom has definitely changed with the new innovative teaching methods being used and children appearing to be more outspoken than even before. In some incidents confronting their teachers, Basil Manuel, then the president of NAPTOSA. NAPTOSA is, of course, the National Professional Teachers Organization of South Africa, joins you this morning to give you some insight into the teaching profession and why some teachers are losing control of the classroom and whether this problem, or rather this profession, is under threat. Basil, a very good morning to you. Thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning.
Good morning, Abungile. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah. And to you listening at home, I mean, just to give you a quick reminder of some of the incidents that we've been listening in. If you remember, there was the incident of alleged racism in the school in Schweizer-Rheineke. We talk of a Pretoria teacher, 55-year-old teacher who faces sexual assault charges, who's been fired. Here at home, there was a video of the St. Susie High School teacher who was videoed slapping a student. And then we've got reports now that are emerging of a Delft teacher was being investigated for allegedly punishing grade one learners by locking them up in the classroom. So this is from the teachers or from the learners' side, whichever way you want to look at it. But also, there's been so many incidents where you've seen students threatening teachers. So are our teachers of today ill-equipped to control the classroom? Why are we seeing so many of these stories more and more? What's changed in the classroom in the last 20 to 30 years? Basil, I mean, just talking in general, the question is, are our teachers of today ill-equipped to control the classroom? Are we focusing more on administration than actually taking control of a classroom?
Abungile, I think the response would be varied because we can touch on a number of issues. At first, the training of or pre-service training of teachers is not what it ought to be because the methodology has changed dramatically from a very practically based type of training to one that's very academically based. Universities, you must remember, are academic institutions. They're not practical institutions. And that is but one reason. On the other side, I don't think it would be fair to say that the teachers have lost control, because there are incidents that are happening, and certainly when you count the fact that there are 26,000 schools and the number of incidents number in less than 100 that eventually reach the public eye, there seems to be a problem, and it's a growing problem, but I don't believe that people in the profession have lost control completely. But on the other hand, I don't believe that new teachers and certainly our very older teachers are equipped to deal with the problems that they are faced, primarily because children are changing as they have been through the centuries.
Well, we're going to talk about the changes right now that you have seen specifically. Now, could it be also that, Basil, that this is also the lack of support that we have for teachers? I mean, we're seeing more of these stories, and they seem to be, it's a question of temper. Are we then saying that there's also a lack of support when it comes to the emotional side of teachers and students alike?
I want to agree with that. At first, let's just separate the teachers into your newly qualified teachers, your teachers who have been there for 1 or 2 years. They certainly need a lot more mentoring and support, because you cannot pick a person out of university and drop them into a school and expect that everything would go okay. Some of them manage to swim and not sink. Others, of course, because of the nature of school and because of the nature of learners. And also sometimes they look almost the same age as the learners, so you get challenges. And if they have not been sufficiently supported, they certainly will sink. On the other hand, there are those teachers who were trained in an age and an era where all these things were completely foreign to them, and they need in-service training as well to cope. Abungile, the bottom line is this. systems change, and if we don't continue to support our teachers with the changes, we will have problems. We as a profession have gone out in the last 20 years to teach children to be more vocal, to teach children to be more critical, be thinkers instead of simply just compliant followers. Now, having done that, it is not surprising that teachers will be challenged. But if you then are unable to handle the type of questions coming your way, you are then going to act out and act incorrectly. That doesn't mean to say that every incident we've seen has been just that. Sometimes there have been other issues, because children also come with their own baggage. It is not only what happens in school. Sometimes these are things that are totally unrelated to school that have an impact on the quality of teaching and learning.
And if we talk about some of the changes that we've seen in the past or in the last 20 or 30 years, what are some of the changes that you've highlighted that maybe are contributing to this surge of these stories that we're seeing today?
In my own experience, it has been the change in what happens at home, the change in the status of a child, from being a very subservient being to being a person that has an opinion, that is allowed to speak out and speak back. And that change has certainly happened in every household and in every cultural background we've seen that happen. That is not confined to home. It has to come into the school. And if the teacher has not adapted with that particular change, then of course there's going to be a clash of almost cultures, because we're not talking about cultures as in groups of people, but subcultures as in the home culture and the school culture. And if the school culture hasn't changed to begin to understand exactly how home cultures are changing, we certainly are going to have clashes. That has been one of the hugest changes. And of course, it's directly influenced by the media around us. Social media has allowed children to see how other children act and how other children live, and they are interacting with a completely different group of people that their parents could interact with when they were that age. So there are a lot of changes and influences that are certainly changing the culture of how children behave.
7 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock. Good morning to you. You are listening to the voice of Basil Manuel, the president of NAPTOSA, National Profession Teachers Organization of South Africa, who joins you to give you some insight into the teaching profession as we continue to look at some of the challenges that students and teachers alike are facing in the classroom. We want to find out from you at home, by the way, when you look at the situation we are in, do you think the teaching profession is under threat? What are some of the things we can do to ensure that we are turning things around? And maybe, where are we going wrong in our school, and what can be done to change the status quo? 021-446-0567. Be part of this wonderful conversation. Basil, let's bring it back to you. I mean, a cell phone. It seems to be a very big problem in any school. The introduction of a cell phone is supposed to be a solution to many other problems, but certainly in the classroom, it is one of those evil things teachers don't want to see.
Certainly, it is a disruptor. You can't have in any form of a class, even in a lecture theatre, you can't have cell phones just ringing at random and children answering cell phones or students. And so it is one of those things that has to have a set of rules attached to it. And most schools don't ban cell phones because people think that that is an easy solution. It's not. Because then you have to deal with hundreds of kids who will nevertheless will carry them to school but hidden. But rather, we try and control them by setting rules, simply because children have phones for different reasons. Life has become less safe, and you certainly don't want to limit a safety device. However, of course, when a pupil wants to challenge a pupil, that also becomes a tool of challenge. And this is what we saw in San Suu and in a whole lot of other places. And, of course, wrongly controlled, or if a person certainly hasn't had the background of controlling a challenge like that, it can spiral out of control. But the social media devices are not evil devices in themselves. And in fact, a lot of teachers use them as teaching aids and teaching tools. And that shows the creativity that you can have and bring those things closer and also teach both the positives and the negatives. It all depends on your own teaching and your own background and, of course, how you have been developed into a particular situation.
Now, an SMS coming in from Errol in Blue Downs. He says that the teaching profession is and has always been a noble and passionate one. However, there are a few bad apples that have tarnished it. The biggest mistake the NC government has made is to close down the teacher training colleges. The universities are not doing justice to teacher training. Young teachers are not being guided and mentored by the experienced ones. They are being thrown to the wolves. Thanks. So, Basil, on that note, on that SMS, we know the challenges. What then is the way forward? Could it be the training colleges?
Certainly, I believe the training colleges had their place. And NAPTOSA certainly has called for a relook at the training methodology that we're doing now. As I said at the beginning, the universities aren't attuned to a practical training where you train for these practical situations. But I don't know if the solution is to restart colleges, simply because the model has changed completely over time. But I think there are things that we need to take from there and bring them into the university-led education system or university training of teachers. And I think then we'd have a model that can work, because certainly there are huge gaps within training. And I want to underscore that we can't believe that every teacher is not coping. There are many, many teachers doing an excellent job, but there are a few teachers who unfortunately are sinking and not swimming.
Basil, man, I still want to continue this conversation. There's so many things I want to ask because I'm learning so much. But that being said, we're running out of time. Any parting words then from you to the Cape Talk listeners?
I want to encourage schools and school governing bodies as well, who are party to the development and the guidance of school, to set up programs so that they can assist teachers, both old and new. And, of course, I've got to call the Department of Education out, and I've got to say to the DBE that they have a role and responsibility, not only to react, but to act before incidents happen by upping the ante when it comes to mentoring and support of our teachers.
Basil, just as I let you go now, you mentioned another thing altogether, that is with the school governing body. So I've been chatting with Rafiq, and it's something that we are hoping that maybe next week sometime we're going to have a conversation with you around school governing bodies. You know, their powers, how do they come into being, what a school should be looking into, because it's a whole different conversation altogether. And when we talk about supporting teachers, this is one body that actually should be supporting teachers.
Absolutely. I look forward to that conversation.
Lovely. Basil Manuel, thank you so much for joining us in that conversation. And to you listening at home, a reminder, the Early Breakfast Show is your show. We talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. 021-446-0567.